And it's here now. We have Belinda. How's it going, Belinda?
Not bad, thank you, Ray.
Cool. Now, Belinda was involved in convergence over at the Villawood Detention Centre during Easter. There was a refugee rights convergence there to highlight the treatment of refugees and, I guess, expose the fact that not much really has changed as far as our mandatory detention policy goes. So, how was all that?
Well, it was pretty... I don't know. What do you want to know, Ray? It was pretty,
basically. What did you get up to on the weekend? What sort of actions?
We got out to Holsworthy Army Barracks, which is where a majority of the detainees have been moved to because of the asbestos threat, or supposedly because of the asbestos threat at the Villawood Detention Centre. So we got over to Holsworthy just to do some solidarity action out front there. We also got to the actual out the front of Villawood in the suburbs there. And we went on Saturday night, we got out to Liverpool Hospital to do a vigil out the front there, just a peaceful vigil, because one of the detainees from Holsworthy had swallowed a razor blade over the Easter period because, well, I mean, yeah, pretty obvious reasons with the despair created by this policy. So we just did a silent vigil out the front there. I'm not entirely sure how he's going now, but yeah. And then the next day on Sunday we went to Kirribilli House and shouted out the front there a little and, yeah, basically reflected on the source of this policy. So that was pretty good. Sunday was a really effective day, I think. Mm-hmm. It's good.
And I guess the numbers were down in comparison to Baxter in 2003, Baxter in 2005, and Woomera. You were at Baxter in 2005. Do you think that the relocation of the refugees from Villawood to Holsworthy, had a lot of...
I think that did have a lot to do with it. I think Brisbane had quite a few people pull out, and it did put people off, but... of course, it's still important. It's so important for us to be out there and make a point because, well, as one of the people there was saying to me, they basically made it really hard for us to make a point by moving them out of Villawood. Well, to do exactly what we wanted to be able to do by being at Villawood where they were, like at Holsworthy, they were just so far away from the front gates where we were. And although it's really important to get to Villawood and see the actual building, it's quite detached from the actual people themselves, which is what it's all about. So, well, as well as the awful policy itself and this government that's enforcing it. So, yeah,
And I guess it was sort of quite, in one way, the government done that, but at the same time, they have excised all of Australia. So now not any... refugees reaching Australia will have to go to offshore detention centres like Christmas Island and Nauru.
Yeah, they're just basically going to make it even more difficult for us to make actually be able to see the centres themselves because it's going to be really hard to converge at a place like that. And they're basically trying to make it out of sight, out of mind, and just making it an even more severe situation. But
do you feel like that's because we're having an effect, or the refugee rights movement is having an effect?
I'd say to a degree it probably is, yeah, and also because as Phil said, Phil Chilton, a lot of the concessions that have been made have in this campaign have been to do with people getting out there and highlighting the issue by actually protesting in person. But, I guess it's also the idea of putting it out of sight and out of mind so that they can on these islands, so getting it away from the public itself as well, yeah.
I mentioned before that you were at Baxter 2005. How did the Villawood convergence compare to the Baxter convergence?
I guess the most striking difference was the fact that we weren't in the middle of the desert. It was really surreal, basically, that we were at this detention centre and it's in the middle of suburbia. It's really bizarre. It's right next to a school, and while we were out the front of it, there were people from across, like, living across the road from this centre, which is just it just felt really incongruous with everyday life. But I guess that was one element. And the police element was quite, it was just as overbearing as it was at Baxter, but I guess they had more resources available at Villawood as well, because just a few of us walking around meant that apparently they needed three police cars and one entire van full of Star Force officers and a whole arrest van. And there was a really...
police response was pretty...
It was completely over the top. But maybe they were expecting more numbers or more violence, but it was generally a peaceful protest, so, yeah.
And at the, you mentioned the Kirribilli action, I believe they actually exercised a law that was in place after Cronulla, that they actually locked down Kirribilli to some extent. What, I mean, how was that sort of being in a suburb that was sort of, you know, locked down?
Well, basically we converged, we all met in a park near Kirribilli and walked towards the house and went through the suburbs there, and the police basically wouldn't even let us stand on the road that the house is on. We were forced off the road onto the footpath on the other side of the road, and they were really forceful about that. It was it was completely over the top, but that was the nature of it. So we were forced onto the footpath, and that was the most obvious element of the effects that have happened as a result of the Cronulla riots. But yeah,
I guess it sort of ties in with the whole terror legislation, anti-terror legislation, with sedition and so forth, and police having extra powers.
Yeah, for sure. One of the positive actions that we did was a piece of street theatre where a group of us got some white clothes and covered it in fake blood, and with blood on your hands and that whole deal, and we were trying to present a placard of the UN conventions that we're in breach of, that the government is in breach of with this policy. We were trying to present that to Kirribilli House, to John Howard himself, but obviously he wasn't even there. But we were trying to present that, and it was really good. We asked a member of the suburb to perhaps take it on behalf of John Howard, and we had a member of a resident take it himself, and he was trying to take it across the road to present to the front gates, and the cops were really forceful about that, and then finally they did accept it and just walked off with it, which was a bit rude, but they did accept it, so we got to make our point, and that was really positive.
And was the whole experience positive? I mean, do you feel like it was worth going over there for the 3 days? It's quite a way to go from Perth over to Sydney for the convergence. I know there was the downfalls and the positive aspects, but overall.
Yeah, I do feel like it was necessary to do. And like, just like Baxter, I came away from it thinking I didn't regret going, and it was definitely, it's necessary. You know, it's so important that people are getting out there and making a point and doing it in person, and you've got to see it for yourself, because it's just so, you stand out the front of the gates and it's just, it's really overwhelming and it's frightening as well. It's just and facing the cops and facing the issue in a really real way by seeing the places for yourselves, it's really I definitely didn't regret it. It's good.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in and talking to Indie Media. Sorry, we don't have much more time, but.